Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Monday. It is great to have you in live and wet in windy Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Plenty of both. Alex Curry stopping by today. Crazy Sunday night. Crazy. It was great. It was crazy. We're going to get to the World Cup. We got actors and comedians slapping each other. We have a lot of movement in sports.
It was an emotional roller coaster yesterday.
It was.
Like, straight up, we hit every single emotion from March Madness, as you mentioned, to our U.S. men. We're almost there. Wednesday, they officially can
cross our fingers
a World Cup spot. And then the Oscars.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let me start with this, folks. The Oscars had gotten very, very predictable. That's why the ratings have been in the tank. The reason the NFL and sports, the ratings are up in the NFL, they're up in college basketball, they're up in a lot of sports, and the reason NBA's ratings are up this year, and the reason is sports is unpredictable. You know what? I'm not advocating what happened last night, but Warren Beatty read the wrong winner, Steve Harvey once, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift, and last night you got, I don't know. Maybe that's the entertainment business we're in now. Unpredictable sells. I got to start with this. Speaking of that, I'm watching over the weekend. I watched last night all the available episodes of The Winning Time. It's on HBO. It's about the Jeff Pearlman book. It is about when Jerry Buss bought the Lakers. And now Jeannie Buss owns the Lakers, his daughter, and she's in there. The casting director did an amazing job. Adam McKay, the director, did a great job. It's wildly entertaining. It's full of conflict. And it shows, once again, how hard it is to run a great American business. It's really, really hard. And it was very combative. But one of the things, as you watch it, one of the things I really appreciated about the late Jerry Buss, he was such an innovator and such a risk taker. The Laker girls were considered sort of, you know, too sexualized, and the Forum Club was too elitist, and they put actors up front. I mean, he was broke when he started running this franchise and buying this franchise. It was just fantastic. And the owners, execs, and the rosters, I read the headline for the Lakers this morning, LeBron hurt again, Lakers probably don't make the playoffs. It's time for bold and innovative again. When you watch Winning Time, it's not just about Jerry West's temper, which is, you know, being portrayed a little over the top. It's not just about Magic Johnson. It's about risks and how hard it is to be great, and you've got to go for it in life. And I don't see a way out for these Lakers without doing something like that. Last night, another ex-Laker, Brandon Ingram, torched the Lakers, who, by the way, were on 3 days rest. Young beats old, and this is the oldest roster easily in the NBA. I mean, Melo, Dwight Howard, Westbrook, give me a break. It sounds like an all-star team 9 years ago. The Showtime Lakers were bold and aggressive and innovators, and all I see with the Lakers is looking in the rearview mirror. They are paralyzed by the past. The president is Kobe's agent. The executives, ex-Lakers. Listen, they may be capable. I'm not trying to pick on people. But when Jerry Buss bought this team, they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he went and drafted Magic Johnson. And you know what Magic Johnson did? He challenged Kareem, who could be stoic, brittle, and difficult. And they challenged Kareem. Jack McKinney was hired. Challenge Kareem. Magic Johnson, challenge Kareem. Anybody here going to challenge LeBron? Or are they run now by LeBron and Clutch Sports? This franchise needs bold and unique and the windshield and less of what I've seen for years. The headline again today is LeBron is great. Buddy's hurt. Lakers are not going to make the playoffs. This will be, what, seventh time in 9 years? This franchise was dead when Jerry Buss bought it, and innovations saved it. It feels almost dead now. Who's going to save it now? Listen, LeBron's still great when he's available, but back-to-back nights, year 19 in, are unrealistic. Last night, once again, lots of points, and he's hurt again. Here's LeBron.
It feels like shit. I mean, excuse my language, but that's what it feels like. You know, I came in with the mindset, understanding it was a playoff type, it was going to be playoff type atmosphere, playoff implications and things of that nature. So, I knew that from the jump. You know, it feels like a wasted opportunity, obviously, for myself and for our team. We weren't able to get it done.
By the way, highly recommend watching Winning Time on HBO. Again, it's like a business movie with a great sense of humor. How hard it is, how much combativeness it takes to really form something and create something. And it was that innovation, that craziness that made the Lakers into the biggest brand, surpassing the Celtics. When he bought it, Red Auerbach and the Celtics owned the NBA, and they have surpassed them. They're more interesting. They've been more compelling. And a big part of that is Magic Johnson. And Jerry Buss deserves a ton of credit, from coaching to players to showgirls to the Forum Club to putting celebrities all over the building. It's just fantastic watch. It's Hollywood. I mean, it is what it is. You watched the Oscars last night. It is what it is. But they need another dose of it, is my point. Let's shift to this. For years and years, as a sportscaster, people always tell me they love underdogs. And when I first went on the air at the other place, I said my first couple of days on the air, I don't love underdogs. Because the truth is, you don't love underdogs, because I see the television ratings. And the ratings are bigger when Coach K is on the air and when the Yankees are on the air. So quit telling me you're rooting for the Tampa Bay Rays and St. Peter's, because the ratings shrink when they're on. And that Cinderella's a myth. Put Boise State in a bowl game, the ratings go down. Put Ohio State in a bowl game, the ratings go up. So our Final Four is going to be Blue Bloods. That's what I like to watch. We all know the backstory. Duke and Carolina and Kansas and Villanova. Feel bad for Villanova. They're falling apart. But I love a good ending to a great story. And this is Mike Krzyzewski's last year. And there are four teams left, and Duke is the most talented with the most legendary coach. Nova, again, has now two players injured. Carolina's played well lately, but they are an 8 seed. Duke has four projected first-round picks. They're favored to win, and they will. And here come the Looney Tune fringe. Here come the conspiracy theorists to say it's rigged. No, if St. Peter's won, that would be rigged. That would be too close to Hoosiers. St. Peter's has no business winning this tournament. The last five winners have all been number one seeds. We always criticize the NCAA selection committee, and they're overwhelmingly right. If anybody wins this of the four teams, anybody but North Carolina wins it, it will be the seventh straight year a number one or a number two seed wins it, because the committee knows what they're doing, despite the fact that fans and media are absolutely sure they don't. And Coach K is going to win this thing again. That is my guess. Villanova's just run out of good players, and Carolina's playing well, but they're not as good and not as talented. I watched Kansas play a couple of times this year. I think that's the second most talented team in the Final Four, but I don't think they're Duke. So this is going to be a great ending. And what social media has done, it has given a voice to wackos, right? It used to be letter to the editor is about the only time you heard the wacko. And then even the sports editor or the news editor could like edit some of those out. Now everybody's got a voice. And there's a lot of wackos and a lot of conspiracy theorists and a lot of people seeking validation with no talent. That's what social media has created. So you got to close your eyes to it, turn your phone off, not read your mentions, because it's crazy time. So Duke is going to probably win it, and everybody is going to say it's rigged, it's unbelievable. No, it's rigged, arguably, if they don't. The best coach ever, four first-round picks, the other starter's probably a second-round pick, and they've got more tournament wins than anybody in the last three decades. I'm going to go with Duke's going to win it, and it's going to be glorious. Sorry, I root for great. I root for great actors. I root for great teams. I root for great coaches. I root for great franchises. I root for great history. I'm sorry, I wasn't rooting for St. Peter's. It was a cute story. It was cute. It wasn't that interesting. It was cute. Congrats to Duke and Coach K. He talked about reaching another Final Four in his final year.
We've won a lot in the tournament, and we've won a lot of games, but Final Fours are big, obviously, and then national championships. And like Wendell said, that's what you put banners up for. There's no greater day in college basketball than when those four regional champions, four champions, get under one in one arena and play. It's the greatest day for college basketball, and we're honored to be a part of it.
And, you know, for the record, people often say, why don't you talk a lot of college basketball? And I've said it's become a three-week event. There's nothing wrong with that. Mardi Gras is a great event. Doesn't make New Orleans my favorite city, but it is a great event. Events are important. The World Cup, it'll be on Fox November 18th. I don't talk a lot of soccer, but I will be mesmerized by it for 3 weeks. I don't talk a lot of college basketball, but I am mesmerized for it for 3 weeks. Some things, they're on the daily treadmill, the NFL. If I was a sportscaster in Canada, I'd talk hockey 75% of the time. If I was a sportscaster in London with a name Colin, my mom was British, probably should be, I'd talk English Premier League 75% of the time. In this country, I talk NFL about 70, 75% of the time. But this is a great event for 3 weeks. I'm totally mesmerized. Duke's going to win it, and it's okay. It's not rigged. I swear to you it's not. St. Peter's winning is rigged. That's when Hollywood, I'll combine the two, Hollywood would be involved if St. Peter's won. Sports is involved if Duke wins.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Football's changing fast, and I think analytics is doing this to all sports. I think analytics makes baseball duller, and I think analytics are making football more fun. Football now has more passing, more going for it on fourth down, less punting. I think that's more fun for sports fans, and I'm a sports fan. Baseball analytics, it's all home runs and strikeouts. I get less base runners, less cat and mouse on the bases. I don't think it's great for the sport. NBA, I'm okay with a lot of the analytics. I don't think it makes it better or worse. I think the players are more skilled than ever in the NBA, although I do think sometimes it becomes a parade of three-pointers. I miss centers. You know, I miss the Kareem. I miss the big center. But, you know, life changes. But I think baseball, it's hurt. Football, it's helped. And basketball, somewhere in between. But one of the things we know about sports and what's happening, and it's something that's happening all over America, is employees are now more empowered. I was just talking to somebody last week who was trying to hire young people for a production assistant position. And he says, I used to get 115 to 125 applicants every time I had an opening. Now I get 12, 15. People have more options. People have more power, and that's a very good thing that employees, people are working from home. They can live where they want to live. I think it's amazing. I think we're going to a 4-day work week. And as somebody who owns a couple small businesses, I'm for it. I want people to be happy. Happy employees, good employee. And we're also seeing this in sports where players are empowered. They are going to now demand, I don't like this GM. I don't like this owner. I don't like this coach, and I want out. We saw Russell Wilson do that. Windows are now very short. Dynasties are very, very hard. In college sports, it's sort of built for dynasties because the better you are, the better recruiting class you get. But in football, in pro sports, in pro basketball, the egos are bigger, the money's bigger, the empowerment is greater, and windows close very fast. In the NFL, the Buccaneers, you looked at Brady, you're like, look at this team, they brought everybody back. It was a one-year window. They didn't look nearly as good as the Rams. They got beat twice last year by the Rams and were clearly the inferior team. They went from best team in the league to clearly the second best team just in the NFC. Kansas City a couple of years ago, dynasty, going to last forever. They trade Tyreek Hill. You know, half of you think, more than half of you think, the dynasty's over. The LA Rams, they just won. They've had their coaching staff picked again. They lost a top corner. I mean, they lost a top pass rusher. It's the reality. Players are empowered. And here sits Green Bay. And so Matt LaFleur was talking over the weekend about losing Devontae Adams. And he came out and he said, listen, there's this thing called a salary cap. And the reality is, it's difficult. It's going to be difficult for us, but you have to make decisions. And it's a really interesting time for Green Bay because they've been risk averse and allergic to big personalities, and they hold firm on their principles. And the reality is, from 1998 to today, they've been in one Super Bowl with a combination of Favre and Aaron Rodgers. It is why I say you got to be super aggressive. The Rams said, okay, we got Aaron Donald, the best defensive lineman in 20 years. We have Cooper Kupp, who is this unbelievable talent. We have Jalen Ramsey. We're going to move off Jared Goff, who got us to a Super Bowl. And it worked. You can see what Buffalo's doing now. Buffalo's like, we have Josh Allen, who runs around and gets hit a lot in his prime. We saw Big Ben and Cam age quickly. 6'6 quarterbacks who run around get hit. We're going to go with it. Stephon Diggs, Von Miller. We're going to go with it. Cleveland, Deshaun Watson. They got Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's unbelievable. They've got the best offensive line in football. Whether I like the move or not, or you like the move or not, they're saying it's not going to last forever. We're going to go for it. And even the historically tepid Cincinnati Bengals, who don't make daring trades, they're like, we got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase in their prime. And we're, I mean, these guys are great. They're great right out of the gate, and we're not paying them anything right now. We got to go for it. And they found three different offensive linemen around the league. Good for the Cincinnati Bengals. And here once again is the accounting firm of the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. Reliable, safe, draft and develop. And I am all for drafting and developing. But I do believe, and Matt LaFleur, I think deep down knows it, the window's closed. Is that it was always hard for Green Bay to attract free agents. And that was in an era when players didn't have the money, the power, and the interest and mobility of leaving. Now they do. So Green Bay had this long runway, and because of how well they drafted and developed, it gave them opportunities to be great. And outside of 1 year, they've mostly just been good to very good. The Rams, big swings. The Chiefs, knowing Mahomes was great, bought an offensive line. Frank Clark, honey badger. Did you see him over the weekend when Tyreek Hill was out, how aggressive the Chiefs got? So it doesn't mean Green Bay won't be good. But, you know, they're still operating on an old premise. And what is happening in the NFL right now? And the Rams are on it. Buffalo is on it. Tampa sees it. It is becoming a quarterback wide receiver league. Wide receiver is exploding in importance. And this morning, the Green Bay Packers have, without question, the weakest wide receiving core in the NFL. Life moves fast. Be able to pivot. And Green Bay has had a really bad offseason. Here's Alex with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, speaking of the offseason, no one was more excited when Tom Brady came out of retirement than Bucs head coach Bruce Arians. And he recently talked about how much the roster has improved because of Tom's presence. He said, they know what Tom brings, and we got a shot for another ring. Not reloading, not seeing who's going to do this or who's going to do that, how we're going to fit this guy in. Everybody knows their role again right now. The smile really hasn't come off my face. I'm drinking a little too much, but other than that, it's been a constant celebration. It was huge for us to have Tom back. And I like to call this the Tom Brady effect. Number one, you always have a chance when the GOAT's in the building. He has seven Super Bowl rings. That's more than any franchise, single franchise has, which even, is crazy even the to Steelers. Wrap your head around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then number two, everyone wants to be better when they're coming to play with Tom Brady. He elevates everybody because they want to also get on his level. And I'm sure his routine rubs off on everybody as well.
Yeah.
Not to mention he calls players and makes it probably feel like I would be lucky if you came to play with me, which goes a long way.
Yeah. I mean, well, we found out last week a story that, you know, Aaron wasn't close with Devontae Adams. It was all kind of superficial stuff, and that Devontae is kind of a family man. He's not into the celebrity and the golfing and all that stuff in Hollywood. And in the end, Brady's done a really good job as an older employee to connect with younger employees. And he's done a great job. He gets on the phone. He introduces himself. He tries to listen to their music. And it's worked. In the end, the results prove his way he manufactures this stuff. It works better than Aaron's.
7 Super Bowl rings to 1.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. All right. Well, there has not been a ton of interest for Jimmy Garoppolo on the trade market, and many believe it is due to the shoulder surgery he had this offseason. One report said no one will trade for a quarterback with a $25 million compensation package after he underwent surgery to repair the labrum in his throwing shoulder. Now, it's also thought that the Niners might have to release Jimmy G opposed to trading him. John Lynch said last week that the Niners had been offered 2 second-round picks for Jimmy G, but nothing has come of that. And none of Garoppolo's salary becomes guaranteed until the eve of week 1. So they can kind of they can wait it out, but they won't get cap relief without cutting him. Now, what really stood out to me was that Garoppolo got the surgery without consulting the 49ers.
Well, they only gave up a second round pick to get him, and he got them 35 wins in a Super Bowl and also multiple playoff wins. So you can say, man, to cut him. What's more important for the Niners this morning is cap relief.
Yeah.
That's more important than getting a great pick. So Jimmy, even if he was healthy, is worth maybe a second. Well, that's all you gave up for him. Listen, if you buy a used car,
yeah,
and that used car, you not only drive it for a couple years, you give it to one of your kids going to college and they drive it for a couple years, you squeezed every penny out of it.
Like, you got what you paid for.
Well, you also, you probably got value. Jimmy Garoppolo is a second round acquisition. How many games did he win? You got so much you went from irrelevant to not only relevant, but merchandise sales.
Yeah.
You're on television. He gave you a year. Think of the value Jimmy Garoppolo gave you as a franchise. Think about this. He gave you a year to let Trey Lance learn the system. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, got to play Justin Fields.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, got to play Trevor Lawrence. Jimmy Garoppolo gave you what every team wants, what the Chiefs did with Mahomes. You sit him for a year to learn behind a really cool veteran, Alex mm-hmm. Smith and Garoppolo. That in itself is priceless. So let's not worry about what we get back for Jimmy Garoppolo. He has been great for the franchise, and you paid nothing for. He was a used car. You got him for $2,000 and you got 30,000 miles out of him, and you gave it to your kid to go to college. Don't worry about it. Getting cap relief, cut him, is way more valuable today than getting a third round pick. And that's this idea that he's a first rounder off this surgery. Obviously, there's not a big market for him. So, you know, we thought there was a bigger market for Baker. There isn't a market.
No.
Sometimes, you know, we didn't know what the market was for Deshaun. He ends up in Cleveland. It was a bigger market than we thought. So, you know, live in the moment. Congrats, Niners.
Yeah.
Get cap space.
Okay.
The players you could get on that are more valuable this morning than getting a fifth round pick or a fourth round pick that you don't even know can play. You have no idea if some college kid you bring into your roster can even play. Half the draft picks are whiffs.
So you're okay with this?
I'm okay with
it. All right, there you go. Well, let's switch gears because U.S. men's national team put on a show yesterday. They defeated Pamina 5-1 and are on the brink of qualifying for the 2022 World Cup.
Christian Pulisic
scored his first hat trick with the national team, which was just so exciting and wild. With 25 points and sitting in second in the CONCACAF final qualifying table, they would need to suffer a 6-goal defeat at Costa Rica on Wednesday to be denied automatic qualification. But on a night they needed big results, Pulisic delivered.
Well, he's such an incredible, he is a once, for us in America, he is a once in a generation soccer talent. And I have a soft spot for soccer. My mom, again, when I was a little kid, I went to England. She took me there. And Johan Cruyff, I remember Holland being a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in a World Cup year when I went. I didn't know anything about it as a kid, but there was soccer on constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked in markets with Tampa and Portland, Oregon, that were great, great soccer markets. And let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
It was really sad and kind of pathetic that we didn't make the last men's World Cup.
In 2018, first time in 30 years.
Yeah. So, and by the way, tip of the cap to Canada.
Yeah.
The greatest Canadian men's national team, arguably ever. I don't even know if it's arguable. They made it in for the first time. So our neighbors to the north, congratulations.
Yep.
They are playing at a level I don't remember in my lifetime Canada playing. And we're back in. Because, listen, a lot of people push back on soccer. It's really popular. And it really matters to the culture in American soccer when our greatest national players can get to the World Cup. So this is a huge deal for those who love soccer. And if you look at all these soccer venues around America, it is exploding in popularity, despite the traditionalist trying to lecture you that baseball is the pastime. Soccer is exploding in popularity. And if and getting to the World Cup is a big deal in that growth.
It's a really big deal. Colin, I was a U.S. embedded reporter for the Women's World Cup when they won in France in 2019. And the whole thing, coming off of 2018 when the men weren't in it, Pulisic was a part of that team. Yeah. And you can tell he is playing with that chip on his shoulder to get that team back. This is huge. So Wednesday, hopefully Wednesday, deal is done. Hopefully we celebrate
a draw
then.
Would be great.
I know. Anything,
nobody gets hurt. Anything. Draw. We're in. Good stuff. Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
One of my favorite antagonists, Alexi Lawless, will be joining us in 1 hour from now. Just feels so great. Albert Breer got Joel Klatt. A lot of people will argue with me today. I love that. You know, I saw something else. I've been on this now for a few years, and many of you have seen this, is that when you watch that Tom versus Time documentary, Brady and Belichick never had dinner. And I'm not saying you have to have dinner all the time with, you know, with your quarterback. But I don't think it's a coincidence that Pete Carroll, a defensive coach, and Russell Wilson struggled. Mike Zimmer, defensive coach, and Kirk Cousins struggled. Belichick and Brady, 22 years, no dinner. So Nathaniel Hackett, young, progressive, offensive guy, is now the new coach of Denver. And he was asked over the weekend about Russell Wilson. And he said, quote, "We are joined at the hip. We talk all day long." And this is why I love this move. Even in college, if you go back to Russell Wilson's entire playing career, Brett Bielema, Wisconsin, defensive coach. Pete Carroll, NFL defensive coach. Tom O'Brien at North Carolina State was an offensive coach, but never believed in Russell Wilson. That's why he had to transfer. If you go look at Matt Stafford, the best 4 years he had in Detroit, offensive coach Jim Caldwell. They had a winning record, 36-28, made the playoffs twice. The Lions did. His best year ever, Matt Stafford was with Sean McVay, offensive coach. They speak a different language. And so for Russell Wilson, he's had in college Brett Bielema, defensive coach. NFL, Pete Carroll, defensive coach. Doesn't mean they're not good coaches, but all defensive coaches want to run the ball on third and three. They want to run it on first down. So Russell Wilson has to put on a life preserver and bail out the offense on third and long. And he's been doing it his entire career. That's why I think Denver is the best bet to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't mean they will, but if you go to Fox Bet and all these gambling sites, all the odds out there, I think they have the six best odds. He is going to explode in Denver. This is going to be something to watch. You know, when Aaron Rodgers went from Mike McCarthy to Matt LaFleur, we saw a gradual acceleration. It wasn't dramatic, but it was gradual. But Mike McCarthy is an offensive coach. When you watch what happens to the Minnesota Vikings this year, they're a franchise that is going to double their win total with an offensive coach. It doesn't mean the offensive coach is as good as the just-fired defensive coach. What it means is the world has changed, and if you have a talented quarterback in Kirk Cousins, for all the criticism is, watch the Minnesota Vikings offense pop. Offensive coaches speak a different language, and they hang out. You can just see in Denver right now, this thing is going to work, and it's going to work really, really fast. The minute you gave Stafford from Jim Schwartz defense to Jim Caldwell, he popped. Then to McVay, seen as the greater coach, he popped again. So, you know, it's for years and years I heard, well, Tom Brady's a system guy. We heard that for years. 2 years in Tampa, 83 touchdown passes. His last 3 years in New England, basically the same number. He did in 2 years what it took him 3 years to do. What don't the Patriots do well? Draft wide receivers. What does Tampa do well? Draft wide receivers. Why? Offensive coach. It's an offensive-leaning franchise. New England's a defensive-leaning franchise. So I love seeing that Nathaniel Hackett comes out and says, yeah, we are joined at the hip. That's exactly what these young, great quarterbacks or older guys, Brady and Matt Stafford, really deserve. All right, we are packed today. Alexi Lawless is going to be as feisty as ever. So happy for the United States men's national team. Antoine Walker, Joel Klatt, Albert Breer, too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
People still abuzz about what happened at the Oscars. I said it earlier. We've had award shows give you crazy events occasionally.
It's the headline. It's Coda stole the night, and then the slap.
Yeah. A lot of people thought it was staged. It was not staged. You could see from Chris Rock's reaction.
Definitely not
staged. It was not staged.
No way.
Yeah, and then, you know, listen, we've had the Kanye West, Taylor Swift thing was weird.
It's what it kind of reminded me of a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there was one time Steve Harvey, I felt so bad for Warren Beatty and Steve Harvey. They announced the wrong winners.
Ooh, that was brutal.
Yeah, it's Hollywood's in a weird place right now, but I will say this. Say what you want about it. I watched Winning Time. I watched Winning Time over the weekend. It was fabulous production. You know, the stuff that entertains me beyond sports is all from the people in Hollywood who apparently from time to time want to slap each other. It was very weird and very odd, and I did not know what to make of it, but it is. Award shows sometimes go off the rails, and that one did.
We're all forgetting that he won his first Oscar.
Yes.
20 minutes later, that speech was the weirdest speech I have ever witnessed.
Which is kind of sad that it will overshadow his achievement.
Yes.
I mean, 25 years from now, that's what you'll talk about.
Yeah.
Albert Breer at the NFL owner meetings at the Breakers in Florida. A staggeringly beautiful hotel, by the way.
Yeah.
For the record, I made this argument. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't appear to have a market. I would argue this. They got him for nothing. He got him to a Super Bowl. The salary cap is way more the salary space is more valuable than the draft pick is at this point. I mean, is there a market for him at all?
I mean, you know, I think the market sort of dried up for him, Colin, because the music is starting to stop and there aren't any seats left. And so you're going to bring in a guy at that number, and this is part of the problem with Baker Mayfield, too. You want him to be your starting quarterback. So, you know, the Niners were looking for a pair of second-round picks for him. They thought after the Carson Wentz trade they'd be able to get it. They wanted to wait out the Deshaun Watson trade because they hoped that that domino falling would smoke out more suitors. And as of right now, it doesn't feel like that suitor's there. Now, I think they want to do right by Jimmy and get him in a place where he can start. But, like, if you look at the situation they're in, right, like, really for them, it's, like, they could give Trey Lance 2 or 3 months because of the shoulder injury to Jimmy and see where he's at, you know, and see what an offense run by Kyle Shanahan with Trey Lance under center looks like through May and June. And then make a decision on Jimmy Garoppolo when his shoulder's healthier, maybe at the end of June or beginning of July. But, you know, that's the issue is that if a team's going to bring him in, A, they're going to have to pay that money, and B, they're not going to be able to see him throw until the summer. And if you're bringing in a guy as a one-year guy because he's only got a year left in his contract at that price, and you don't know what he's going to look like in September or October, well, you can see why that'd be a problem for other teams.
I never bought into the Baker going to the Colts because I thought – post Carson Wentz, he was too toxic, and the toxicity was one of the knocks on Wentz. So Matt Ryan, who's boring and older, to me always felt like an obvious place. How did it come down?
Well, I mean, this really sort of started at the combine. You know, the Falcons like looked at this like we could hold on to him for one more year, but if we do that, we're kicking the can down the road, and we're really sort of delaying the rebuild that we know we need to conduct. And last year, they wanted to establish culture there, and they wanted to be competitive week to week. And that's why they kept Grady Jarrett on his number. Jake Matthews restructured him and brought Matt Ryan back. Now they feel like they've got that kind of fixed. They got that taken care of where the culture's in place, and they can really start to retool the roster and go younger and get cheaper and set themselves up for 2023 and beyond. And so the combine, they didn't want to shop Matt Ryan. They didn't want to go back behind his back and do that, but they were able to creatively sort of value him. And coming out of there, they realized there isn't a great market for him. We might not be able to get more than a fourth round pick. What the Deshaun Watson pursuit did for them is it smoked out interest from other teams, right? So where at the combine, they were kind of coyly asking, how would you value this player? You know, then they're getting calls on Matt Ryan because other teams see them pursuing Deshaun Watson. And that allows them to, you know, look at who would be out there. They wanted to do right by Ryan and put him in a place where he wanted to go. They asked him, would Indianapolis make sense for you? They put him on a Zoom on that Saturday night. He gets on there with Frank Reich and Marcus Brady and Chris Ballard. They hit it off. And on that Sunday, they figure out, okay, like this is something that we want to happen. This is something the Colts want to happen. This is something that Matt wants to happen. And the upshot of this, if you're the Falcons, is now you go into this year's draft. You have a first-round pick, the 8th overall pick, 2 second-round picks, 2 third-round picks, and you're going to be top three in the league in cap space going into 2023. So this is sort of that second year that Buffalo had with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, where you've set the foundation, you're taking your medicine from a cap standpoint, and you can really come out flying in year three.
Well, listen, historically, if we think it's a great quarterback draft, it isn't. And when we yep. overlook it, it's better than we think. So there's two quarterbacks that feel like first-round picks. Malik Willis, for me, in terms of size and sort of yeah. dynamic, I mean, you can see the kid is just physically gifted. What yeah. are you hearing? Seattle's got the ninth pick, but if I'm Carolina and I'm picking whatever they pick, sixth, I'd have a hard time passing. What do you make of the, yeah. the combine, Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett? Where are we?
I think Malik Willis is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be the first one to go. And I think you're right to point out some of the teams you did, Detroit, Seattle. I wouldn't rule out Philly. You know, Carolina, of course, is in that mix. Washington could be in that mix. So, you know, I think there are some teams in the top half of the first round that could roll the dice on him.
Yeah.
The reason he has the edge on Kenny Pickett, Colin, I think this is a fascinating trend that's happened across the NFL. Teams are looking up that mountain now. And who do they see? Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. And so part of it for all of these teams when they're looking at these quarterbacks is, can you envision competing against those guys with the guy you're drafting?
Yeah.
I think with Malik Willis, you at least see the ceiling there.
Yeah.
You see, okay, he's not there now, but maybe he can get there over time. Whereas if you're drafting Kenny Pickett, you're relying on him maybe becoming Mac Jones. And is Mac Jones even good enough to compete with those guys?
Right.
So I think that that's why those two guys probably both go in the first round. But I think teams are a little more interested right now in Malik Willis because the ceiling's there to maybe someday compete with the Herberts and Mahomes and yeah. the Allens of the NFL.
So Davante Adams signs a huge deal with the Raiders. It drives up wide receiver prices. That's probably the impetus why Tyreek Hill leaves. So Deshaun Watson in Cleveland, they give him $230 million, all guaranteed. And I think to myself, yep. I bet you the NFL owners don't love that.
Yep.
I mean, did he change the quarterback market?
It depends. You know, this happened 3-4 years ago with Kirk Cousins when he signed the first multi-year fully guaranteed deal in NFL history. And I remember talking to teams back then, does this change everything? And the answer I always got back was, it depends on what happens with the next guy. And I believe the next guy was Matthew Stafford. He did a conventional contract. Then it was Matt Ryan. He did a conventional contract. And so the Kirk Cousins contract kind of sat out there as this outlier. So, look, I think it's going to depend on the next 3 or 4 quarterback contracts and how hard those individual players are willing to push for the sort of structure that Deshaun Watson got. And so that puts pressure on Lamar Jackson. That puts pressure on Russell Wilson. That puts pressure next year on Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. Do they do conventional quarterback contracts, which generally have 3 years guaranteed,
yeah.
and then a few years in the back end that are non-guaranteed, or do they push for the sort of structure Deshaun Watson got? That's how you make it the standard. That's the only way it's going to become the standard. So I think this is really going to depend on the resolve, again, of those four guys in particular, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson this year, and then Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert next year.
Good stuff. Breakers Hotel, not like they need any business. I think it's in, is it West Palm Beach or something like that?
No, it's in Palm Beach proper.
Okay. All right.
Beach proper, yeah.
I get the two confused.
That's where the real money is, evidently.
Yeah, right. Albert Breer, it's great seeing you. Thanks, Albert.
All right, thanks, Colin.
Yeah, they're also going to some update on the overtime rules. I've said it forever. We overreact on the overtime. We overreact to everything. I mean, at the Oscars last night, you know, like it was obviously inappropriate and weird and strange. And, you know, everybody gets real emotional. Still this morning, Twitter's a buzz. The overtime rules crack me up because, you know, you see an overtime that doesn't go your way and everybody freaks out. And then the following weekend, you see an overtime and it works out fine. I think the NFL overtime is fine. If you want to tweak it for the playoffs, I think that's reasonable. If you look at the history of overtime in the regular season, non-playoff games, whoever wins the coin flip wins overtime about 55% of the time. Now, in the playoffs, it changes. Why? Because in the playoffs, you have the best quarterbacks. And in 2022, the best offenses. So they get the ball first, they score. So I think there's an argument to be made. In the regular season, let's just keep what we have. And then we alter stuff for the postseason when you have the best quarterbacks and losing the coin flip is highly punitive. Hour two, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, next in LA.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at Reserve Bar. .com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.